In Jerusalem, CBS's Robert Berger tells us Israel, under the deal, would release 1,000 Palestinian prisoners, but Hamas would not release all the hostages right away.
33 hostages are going to be released. It's important to remember that 98 altogether are still being held in Gaza. So the fate of 65 still hasn't been decided. That's supposed to be decided in negotiations that will begin in a couple of weeks. And, you know, if this is any yardstick, this agreement, it could take a long time to negotiate their release. So that's the concern among the families.
There are several confirmation hearings underway for some of President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet picks.
Marco Rubio telling his fellow senators the post-war global order of free trade and movement of people
is not just obsolete. It is now a weapon being used against us.
Also suggesting that as Secretary of State, he'd work to get Russia and Ukraine to the table. Florida's Pam Bondi saying that as Attorney General, she'd return the Department of Justice to its core mission.
Keeping Americans safe and vigorously prosecuting criminals.
Bondi promising to work free of partisan politics while at the same time declining to dial back assertions that the 2020 election was stolen. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
The winds are picking up again in Southern California, where the death toll from the wildfires has risen to 25. Los Angeles Fire Chief Kristen Crowley.
Firefighters observed 30 to 40 mile per hour winds with low humidity.
CBS's Lilia Luciano says the fires have damaged or destroyed a dozen schools.
Nearly 6,000 students have remained out of school since the fire destroyed at least a dozen schools. And what I've heard from those students, from the parents, from the officials, is the importance of keeping a sense of normalcy. What that means at the LA Unified School District is keeping students together wherever they end up going to class.
The FDA has banned the food coloring red dye number 3 after it was linked to cancer in lab animals. Brian Ronholm with Consumer Reports magazine says it's about time.
We applaud the FDA for finally taking this action. I mean, this was an action that was way overdue. A strong case could be made that this was a step that could have been taken 35 years ago when they originally ruled on red dye 3 in cosmetics.
Red dye 3 is used in foods like candy, ice cream, sodas, and more. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The former director of the Shalom Center in Kenosha has been appointed as the new chief executive officer of the Racine Family YMCA. A statement put out this morning says Tamara Coleman will bring extensive nonprofit leadership experience to the role. A dusting of snow tonight, a quick warm-up, then back to dastardly cold temperatures next week. The National Weather Service says Sunday is when it will turn back cold. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Racine County Sheriff's deputies rescued a woman from a burning vehicle following a two-car crash in Union Grove. The incident last week, captured on body camera, shows deputies pulling an unresponsive driver from a Honda and putting out those flames. And Kenosha will host its first ever St. Patrick's Day parade on March 15th, featuring plans to dye the harbor green. Community groups are invited to participate with signups available on the city's website. Racine has their St. Patty's Parade the same day. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks topple the Kings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks took command in the first quarter and beat the Sacramento Kings 130-115. Giannis Antetokounmpo with his 50th career triple-double on getting off to a fast start.
We had like a pace about us, I think, in the first quarter. And we would just make shots, too. I think we scored like 45 points, 47 points in the first drive. So that's good.
In Madison, the Wisconsin Badgers beat the Ohio State Buckeyes 70-60. That was Greg Gard's 200th career win as head coach. Marquette on the road in Chicago went into overtime with DePaul, but pulled out an 85-83 win over the Blue Demons. In the NFL, Packers quarterback coach Tom Clements announcing he's decided to retire. He is 71 years old. Running back A.J. Dillon says he'll return stronger than ever. Dillon spent all of last season on IR with a neck stinger. He's set to become a free agent. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Weather. breezy and becoming cloudy today, with winds switching to out of the south, shoving our highs to the low 20s. However, light snow does move in late tonight, which could bring around a trace to nearly a half an inch. It'll be gone by tomorrow, though, with partly sunny skies and highs above freezing. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 21.
It's Billy Joe Royal and Down in the Boondocks on WRJN. By far his biggest hit, although that song only climbed to number 9 on the charts. Here's Mungo Jerry. This is In the Summertime on WRJN.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. See what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you can turn or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grandpa, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing. Sea. We're always happy, the lives we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee. Da 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 da, yeah, we're happy. Da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da. Da 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 da,
alright, alright,
da 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 da. Settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town. Mm-hmm.
what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, do a turn or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I dirty, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, life's for living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee.
From Radio Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised through the hamburger stand. She forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blasting, goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Well, when her wrist can't stand her cause she walks, surprised like an ace now.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot face.
You look like an ace now.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
Drive like an ace, now you drive like an ace.
She'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away. T-bird away.
Fun, 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 now the daddy
better
T-bird
away.
Fun, 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 now the daddy took the T-bird away.
Fun, 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 now the daddy took the T-bird away.
Fun, fun, now the daddy took the T-bird away.
Fun, fun, now the daddy took the T-bird away.
Fun, fun, now the daddy took the T-bird away.
Fun, fun, now the daddy took the T-bird away.
Stay up tight.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman, and Brett Hoffman is here from Marcus Theaters, and he wraps up this past weekend's box office numbers for us. Brett?
At number five, it was Moana 2, a movie that opened up Thanksgiving weekend and is in its seventh week of release. It brought in $6.5 million, and so far it has a total of over $430 million at the domestic box office. And number four was the Focus Features horror movie Nosferatu, bringing in $6.8 million. Number three was Sonic the Hedgehog 3 with $11 million. And for the past several weeks, it's been fighting back and forth with Mufasa the Lion King, which came in second at $13.2 million. And at number one, it was a sequel, Den of Thieves 2 Pantera from Lionsgate Pictures. The action movie starring Gerald Butler brought in $15.5 million to take the top spot at the box office. This weekend, you'll have Universal's Wolfman and One of Them Days from Sony vying for the top at the box office. There's a lot of great content out there to go see. Go check out a movie today.
All right, Brent. It's Brent Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
When you cheer on and celebrate the green and gold, be sure to have O&H Danish Bakery's frozen tundra kringle on hand. O&H's famous kringle pastry has a delicious filling of cheesehead cream cheese and dark chocolate tundra chunks. It's perfect for your game time gathering and is absolutely delicious. It disappears fast, so you may want to pick up an extra. Show and share your team spirit with O&H Danish Bakery's frozen tundra kringle. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud phone system. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Celebrate the first anniversary of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha, where locals satisfy their sweet tooth. Delight in a variety of cobblers, cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls, perfect on a cold winter's day. Plus, now through January 20th, enjoy exclusive specials, commemorative t-shirts, and scratch-off tickets. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Only today at WRJN Big Deals.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I know a road.
is, 'cause I'm a wanderer.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Mostly cloudy tonight. Could see a few flurries of snow. Look for a low of 15. Tomorrow, Thursday, chance of flurries before 9 a.m. Otherwise, partly sunny and 35. And then Friday, up to 40.
about it. Won't
station covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 98 years now, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A dusting of snow tonight, a quick warm-up, then back to dastardly cold temperatures next week. The National Weather Service says Sunday is when it will turn back cold. Snow and a high of 5 is currently forecasted for MLK Day Monday. The latest is coming up in the forecast. More improvements at the Brewers ballpark are on deck. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports that the Wisconsin Professional Baseball Park District Board is set to review a $10 million project. It would be to enhance the group spaces and to make service-level improvements at American Family Field. The project would be part of millions more in improvements, which includes an ongoing winterization project. That's going to allow events to be held there year-round. From Killarney to Kenosha, the city of Kenosha is set to celebrate its inaugural St. Patrick's Day Parade on Saturday, March 15th. That's the same day as the one in Racine. The Eric Olson Memorial Parade will feature community groups marching and a plan to dye the Kenosha Harbor green. People and groups interested in participating in both parades can find more information on each city's website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather. Breezy and becoming cloudy today, with winds switching out of the south, shoving our highs to the low 20s. However, light snow does move in late tonight, which could bring around a trace to nearly a half an inch. It'll be gone by tomorrow, though, with partly sunny skies and highs above freezing. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 21.
We'll be in love.
news, timeless hints, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. I want to thank Chris Morrow for filling in for me yesterday. I got called away at the last minute. I went up to St. Paul, Minnesota, and I know it's been cold around here, but when I woke up yesterday morning in St. Paul, Minnesota, I looked out the window of my hotel room. I could see just how cold it was, and I looked at my phone. It was 5 below 0. This is about 6 a.m. yesterday. It was about 5 below 0. The wind chill was 16 below.
is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
News and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend and tell that same friend they can save 30% or more if they go to WRJN.com and click on the big deals tab. That's right, you can save 30% or more on all kinds of local food, merchandise, and services at WRJN.com.
My baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky.
your loving. Baby, I need your loving. Although you're never near, your voice I often hear. Another day, another night, I long to hold you tight.
Spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Well, according to a report by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, multitasking drivers are three times as likely to be involved in a crash as people who don't. You know, this is why when I see a dog on a driver's lap, I actually feel safer because the dog is probably a better driver. 8 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
I'm just mad about Saffron. Well, Saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about Saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. I'm just mad about 14. 14's mad about me.
Really think you're groovy. Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor, love me.
Give the moon.